degree of religious collapse. We can measure this by major two standards. One is the quantity of cruelty, and the other is the quantity of immoral sex. This is because the ancient sorcery system destroys any religion with any one or both of these ways. We need not compare now the kings and dictators of the past, because there, one individual may cause a great cruel war to this world. For example, Hitler was a cruel and fanatic person. Unfortunately, today we have so many Hitler-like cruel fanatic common people in this world, and this fanaticism of common people is very dangerous, because every individual's quality, here, equals the Hitler's fanatic cruelty. If the number of such people increases, those weaponless, fanatic, Hitler-like people become horrible potential dangers. Thus, we can say that the number of cruel and potential cruel people, and the number of immoral sex people really cause the destruction of any religion. The great lives of great souls. We know only a little about the great lives of great souls. So, here, we can discuss in detail. Great souls lived in all religions, though not exactly in the same way. Now, we are going to analyze that type of life here. For this purpose, we need to compare this type with the other types of lives in this world. First, we compare between common's worldly life and great soul's life. Worldly people give more importance to worldly achievements, and naturally, they are not the people who are concentrating on their personal life. They always think further developments in their comforts, career, money, etc., and this attitude, naturally, make them without the personal life, the life of pure relationships and peace of mind. In fact, the ultimate attainments of human life are these pure relationships and peacefulness of personal life, and all comforts and other achievements work as mere the complementary factors. Moreover, the common people, because of their further achieving haunting tendency, lose their concentration on their already achieved comforts. Thus, they get dissatisfaction in all their achieved fields as well. Now, the common people lost both their worldly comfort life as well as personal life. This is the total loss, and also they face mental tortures until the death. On the other hand, the great souls are mainly concentrating on the personal part of the life, and because of their daily spiritual practice, they naturally possess that great peace of mind and the purity of relationships as well. While enjoying the personal part of life completely, they enjoy, because of the absence of haunting desires, the worldly comforts also with full satisfaction. Thus, great souls can enjoy both sides of the total human life. This shows that the ultimate enjoyers of human life are these great souls, the broad-minded divine ideal lights of this world. Now, all common religious people pathetically live for rituals, fanaticism, etc. Besides, like common worldly people, they lose both their personal and worldly comfort life as well. Thus, these common religious people lose their worldly life more even than the common worldly people. Here, one more difference we should remember is that common people live the immoral life and become the social curse, but the common religious people, due to their additional hatred and fanaticism, become worse than that social curse. We know that we should not compare monks in this case, because they rejected the worldly life totally. Thus, we can conclude that the real enjoyers of life, as well as the real ideal people of any religion, are these great souls. Please, create such essential people in your religion, and that will purify both the religion and society with the wonderful God gift, the world peace. Living with God. When people live with God, they live the life of great souls, but when they live for God, everybody starts fighting to defend the only one Creator God, forgetting totally the living of great religious life. When people start living for God, then, they start converting people of other faiths to their religion, and the desire for making their religion the only world religion raises. All religions are now on the battlefield to make their religion that one final religion in this world. This is the situation that ancient sorcery system has been waiting for, and it will drive the chariots and ride the horses on the battlefield, only to make everybody fail totally, by pushing each one of them down to deep immoral ditch. This waits for all the religions. Thus, try to live with God like the great souls, who had lived in every religion with the universal truth, love, and morality as the essence of their God and religion, but cared rituals only with minimal importance. Golden Age. Here is an example: a teacher gave marks to those students who ever wrote the same answer, but he did not give marks to those who wrote different answers other than the one real answer. Here, the meaning of no mark shows that they have written not a true answer. In the same way, we should have only one definition to all the religions and sects of this world. Unfortunately, all those religions, sects, and cults propagate their own different answers or definitions instead. They are not that one true universal answer, and this is also a total distortion of the reality. The absence of the real inquiry, and relying adamantly on one's exclusive beliefs caused millions of innocent deaths. Devil dances in the form of fanaticism all over the world, all due to those different belief definitions. Now, can anybody dare to say their God's abode is without universal truth, love, and morality? No, they can't, because they know very well that the place without above divine qualities is the hell. Thus, this becomes that one answer we get, universally, from all religions and sects from all over the world. So, let us try to have a meaningful God and religion. If we stress the real essence of the God and religion, that is the quality of God and religion, then, even though we have different names for God and religion, their status would remain always pure and pious. Once everybody starts concentrating on the qualities of God and religion, then, even the atheists demand that peaceful solace than anything. There, all the differences end, because everybody got the same answer that is always true and great. The ancient sorcery system fails then to create bloodshed due to this powerful positive antidote against it. Then, every religious book starts radiating the great and divine light of love and peace. The horror of wars ends, and the terror of fanaticism bends. Everywhere we can see a great positive change, which is the way of blessed life of the sage, and we call it Golden Age.